WrestleTalkRadio.com.
This is Rob Van Dam. You are listening to WrestleTalk Radio. Boo.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online sports entertainment, WrestleTalk Radio.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
Hey, this is Charlie Haas, one half of the world's greatest tag team.
I'm Al Snow.
I'm in five halls of fame. I wear a kilt. I play the bagpipes. Who am I? I'm Roddy Piper, for heaven's sake.
Breaking down everything in the world of professional wrestling in the WWE.
I could increase my work rate. I could add to the five moves of doom. Or maybe let my heel persona shine through.
TNA.
What are you looking at, lady? Never seen a pair of boots before? Mind your business.
I think that's a man.
Oh, she needs a wax or something.
You're right.
Ew.
And the indie scene.
Hey, everybody, this is X-Pac.
This is Hotshot Johnny Devine.
This is the masterpiece, Chris Masters.
Hi, everybody, this is good old JR Jim Ross.
With your host, Tim Stein.
I have tried to treat you all as adults, but obviously I am the only adult here.
Omega.
You'll do my bidding or taste my wrath.
Mace.
You can't get away from me, Vince. I'm coming for you. Pull that bus over, I'll drag you out of there and beat the piss out of you, you billionaire bastard.
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
Who in the blue hell are you?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Yeah, baby.
And welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We just got done watching WWE SummerSlam, the biggest event of the summer. And if that is true, that probably means the Olympics equates to about a schoolyard game of dodgeball. But we are going to get into our thoughts and opinions of the pay-per-view in a little bit. First off, the introductions, as I am forced to do every single week. This is the Omega, the be-all, end-all of our little network. Joining me tonight, Mace.
Yeah, I'm here. That's about as far as I'm going tonight.
You so excited!
I just spent 4 days surrounded by anime geeks. I am so wiped out that it is no longer funny.
It's funny to me.
Convention times, dude. You know it too well.
Yes. Yes, I do. Also joining me, who did not come from geek conventions lately, Lindsay.
I've been up since 3 o'clock this morning. This pay-per-view almost put me to sleep. God help us all for what I say tonight.
This is going to be a fun show. I can already hear it.
We're all so happy and lively.
I'm trying to find a positive in a sow's ear, and so far it's not working. Just warning everybody now.
So, and of course, the other asshole just hung up.
Yay! Go Tim! Wait, there was a guy that shot himself in the ass in a theater?
Yeah. We talked about it last night on CB Radio.
I'm going to have to go listen to this.
Yeah.
Since I kind of slept through it.
Yeah, anyway. Hi, everybody.
I'm more interested in the man who gave himself a second asshole.
There you go. Read it for yourself.
Okay. No, because after that pay-per-view, I think I feel about the same way.
Yeah, we're now putting the show on hold because we're all actually reading this article.
So what Batman villain was he trying to be?
Oh, dude.
I know, bad taste. I blame the pay-per-view.
If you're going to blame the pay-per-view, just say the whole pay-per-view was in bad taste.
It was.
Yeah. We're going to get there. First, I want to hear about the guy who shot himself in the ass.
This is more interesting than SummerSlam, folks. Just, yeah.
Here's a preview of tonight's show. We are not going to be positive.
No, sorry.
See, oh, no, I ended up getting two new video games over this past few days, and I could have been playing those instead of sitting here for 3 hours going, why the fuck am I watching this?
I spent most of the pay-per-view trying to find whatever 80s weapons I could be wielding in Skyrim.
Oh dear. You haven't beaten that yet?
There is no beating it.
One does not simply beat Skyrim.
Thank you, meme generator. No, I get to swing around. I get to run around killing dragons with a sword of omens now.
Nice.
I can dual wield them. This is going to be awesome.
The question is, did you show Mace the glitch?
Yeah.
Did indeed. Well, we just had two people pop on, one being the host of tonight's show, Mr. Tim Stein.
I really hate the internet when it drops because it's just a bunch of wires that way.
Yep, and now we actually have a caller. So, caller, welcome to WrestleTalk Radio. What's your name, where you're from, and tell us what you're thinking. Hello, caller number one.
Hello. Are you there?
Hey, I'm from California. Miss Clinton.
Hey.
Hey. What's on your mind tonight, man?
SummerSlam, the 25th anniversary, was in my hometown of L.A. I was really hyped up for it. But, no disrespect, but it didn't really live up to all the hype I expected.
Well, considering, at least in our little circle, we decided to change the show from SummerSlam tonight, from WWE SummerSlam to WWE Presents Triple H vs. Brock Lesnar featuring some other guys.
Yeah.
What's that?
The new name of the pay-per-view.
What's your thoughts on it tonight, man?
Oh, that match?
The whole thing.
Oh, the whole SummerSlam? It could have been better. Alright, it could have been better.
Did you find that it was really bad overall, or that it was alright but could have been better though?
Alright, let me say the majority of it was bad. Alright, first off, Kane defeated Daniel Bryan. Second, it was wrong for the Miz for Mysterio to be humiliated in his hometown by the Miz. Just disrespectful. Third, the Divas didn't even get a match. They were nothing but eye candy for Kevin Rudolph performing live on stage. And last but not least, Triple H should have kicked Brock Lesnar's ass. He should have won that match. And after all the BS that Lesnar and Heyman put him through, disrespecting his wife, his kids, putting his best friend in the hospital, there were so many mistakes on the pay-per-view. So many mistakes.
So you're expecting more of a fight out of Triple H and Brock Lesnar than what you got?
Yeah. I expected more out of this pay-per-view.
But you were expecting Triple H to actually win, or you were hoping he would win?
I expected him to win.
Okay. And what led you to think that Lesnar would lose?
Hey, Cena took him down in Extreme Rules. I mean, he was a joke. Lesnar was a joke in the NFL, and he got knocked out by Cain Velasquez in the UFC. Because I was expecting Brock to choke.
Okay.
Everybody remembers the Velasquez knockout, but nobody remembers that Frank Mir made Brock Lesnar tap out like a bitch in his second UFC match ever.
who made Lesnar tap?
Frank Mir.
Frank Mir?
Yeah, go back, I believe it was Lesnar's second ever match in the UFC. Brock tried stepping over Mia and got caught in an ankle lock and tapped like a bitch in like 2 minutes.
Wow.
You should be able to still find it on YouTube probably.
Just like how he tapped out the Kurt, just how he tapped out the Kurt Angle.
Pretty much.
Yeah, didn't he tap out the Kurt Angle at Vengeance 2003?
I'll take your word for it because my memory is not that good.
I'm not sure on that. You're saying.
I'm sure we'll have our research monkeys get an answer for us at some point. But anyway, man, we got to let you go because we're going to continue on with the show. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you for having me.
Not a problem.
I'll keep calling in. I'll see you at the next pay-per-view, which
indeed.
Will be...
See you then.
No Surrender or Night of Champions.
Take it easy, man.
So is this where we say officially, welcome everybody to Wrestle Talk Radio Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network and eventually on PWMania.com. We're going to recap everything that went down tonight at SummerSlam, and boy, was it a real weird show.
That's the kindest word we will be using tonight.
Someone had to professionally open this show. Because we can't rely on the asshole to do it, so, you know.
Professional.
A professional?
Yeah, we're some kind of
professional. What is this foreign concept you speak of, Rock? I do not know the meaning of this word.
Oh, you'll learn it. Trust me. You'll learn it.
I know a few people will call themselves professionals. I mean, are we like them?
No.
No?
No, we're not like them.
Oh, good. Because you look terrible in the fishnets.
So, anyway, pay-per-view.
Moving on.
Pay-per-view. Wow. Anyway, opening the show tonight was Chris Jericho and Dolph Ziggler. Many question, why is this one opening?
Because they didn't want to stick it on the YouTube pre-show.
Oh, we should talk about the YouTube pre-show. I forgot about that one. We have a new U.S. champion.
Whoopty shit.
He tore up the cobra. How dare he? Because, you know, he can't...
He killed the snake!
You know, he can't turn his arm
but
and do Santino the move.
Santino literally pulled the snake out of his ass at the end.
That he did.
But so he pulled a McFoley?
No, Foley pulls it from the front, not the kind.
Okay.
Yeah. So yes, Antonio Cesaro is the new U.S. champion.
And the rounding sound of who gives a shit was heard by all.
Everyone on Twitter is like, oh my god, it's the next European title. Really?
So how long till we retire that one?
No, because the European title was never held by anyone so undeserving as Cesaro.
But what was with that finish? This is the first time I've actually seen this guy's finish. He picks him up for a cradle pile driver and just lays him down gently.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like a cradle styles clash, but it just looks really soft.
Yeah, just I don't get it. I really don't. And how many dicks is Oksana gonna try and hang off? Because every time she fucking gets let me put to you this way: everyone that she's been with has pretty much been either fired, suspended, or had their character destroyed. So how long until Cesaro is gone?
Apparently not wrong. Rumor is that no one backstage is too impressed with him, and he really only has one chance.
So he gets one U.S. title run, and if that doesn't work, he's thrown the door.
Pretty much.
We would like to thank the folks at PWMania.com for streaming the show tonight. I see a bunch of new chatters coming into our chat room. Hi, everybody. We're recapping SummerSlam at the moment. And we're going to go back now to the
run! Star. Run! Fast!
The star of this show was Chris Jericho and Dolph Ziggler. Thoughts overall on the match, guys? Start with you, Omega.
Really thought this one would steal the entire show.
Everyone had high hopes for that.
Really wanted... This could have been a match on Raw, for all I care. And especially now that Raw's 3 hours, so it probably would have gotten the exact same spot on the show.
Omega. It may be tomorrow.
Yeah. The one thing I took away from the match, someone tapped to a legitimate lion tamer.
When was the last time we've seen that? 1997?
We've seen him go back to the lion tamer, but he always put it back into the walls of Boston Crab thing again.
But yeah, it's been a while since we've seen that, because I don't think he works people who can take that move like that.
Yeah, that's hard on the neck.
It is. What do you think of the matchup, Lindsay?
It was really kind of dull. I mean, it was a good match. It was put together well, but it's Chris Jericho and Dolph Ziggler, and I have to agree, I think we all had a certain level of expectations from these two, and we just didn't get it. And it could be that maybe we get the match tomorrow night on Raw. I mean, because it seems like, at least for this match and a lot of the other matches up until, I would say, Punk, Cena, and Show, and even then, it's questionable, the whole thing felt like it was a Monday Night Raw that you paid for. I mean, the match, this match was just, it's like, eh?
The chair room asked, it was a great match, crowd was into it, what's the deal?
The crowd was into it, I wasn't, sorry.
I think expectations, maybe, Mace?
Yeah, because we know what both of these guys are capable of, and we wanted to see them go all out. We didn't get that.
What do you think, Mace?
Passion, drives. These were the things that was missing from this match. It felt like seriously somebody had pulled whatever ability both of these guys had out from under them to try and make something else look better later in the night. Like we said that these guys should have been match of the night, should have been a show stealer. And yet we get a Monday Night Raw effort. This is your biggest pay-per-view of the summer. This is the match that has been built up for so long. And don't give me the whole thing of Jericho is injured. It's a fucking work. Okay, I've seen Jericho wrestle better with taped ribs. Like his history speaks for itself. He is a great performer, especially with somebody like Ziggler who, at this point in time, seems to be the next, pretty much a Stretch Armstrong doll by the way people throw him around and beat the shit out of him. they should have put on the match. We should have come on tonight going, holy shit, that match was awesome. Instead, we got,
we got a good match, but it wasn't like a week from now you won't remember it.
Who did Jericho wrestle at WrestleMania?
Punk.
Didn't we say before WrestleMania that we were looking forward to that match? It should be really good, but it just felt kind of like, it could have been a lot better. It wasn't as good as it should have been because of these two guys. We figured are so much better than that.
We did say that, but then we got the good match at Extreme Rules.
The second match they had. This one felt kind of like the letdown that we all experienced at WrestleMania.
Seems to be a theme, Tim.
I know.
What do you think?
Maybe the road agents need to get off their asses and realize that when you have big shows like WrestleMania and SummerSlam, you motivate the guys to put in their top fucking efforts.
Well, these are supposed to be the two top pay-per-views for WWE. SummerSlam, the halfway mark to the next WrestleMania, technically speaking. Mm-hmm. And then, the granddaddy of them all, WrestleMania itself. You would expect every single match to try to outdo every single other match. Mace, we were talking about that in chat earlier.
Indeed we were. Especially, even on an indie level, you tell everybody, go out there, put on your best. If somebody puts on a great match before you, guess what? It's your job to top it. I know, and especially in what's known as the curtain jerker position, which is your first match of the night, you are the one that sets the tone for the entire night. And boy, did they set it. And it was fucking low.
Yeah, and they set the bar low. It like everybody's saying, it was a good match. It wasn't anything off the hook like it should have been with these two. But it just left you feeling underwhelmed. I think that's the best way of describing it.
I would agree there. But, Jericho actually pulled off a Frankensteiner.
The man can still move.
How about that one?
I got a kick out of Dolph actually remembering Jericho's old cocky pin pose.
That was good.
Come on, baby! not that Cole picked up on it.
No, Cole.
But yeah, God forbid Cole look up from the script for 2 seconds to realize an actual fucking...
Hey, look, there's a little bit of psychology going on in the ring. Oh, fuck that. Let's talk about the Lesnar match coming up.
Right.
You know, one thing I found is if you watch it on mute, it's so much more enjoyable. Because you don't have to hear Cole in his script. You can just watch and be like, this is nice.
God, I wish it was like an option on a TV. Like, okay, English, Spanish, no announcers.
That would be awesome.
Just crowd noise.
That would make me so happy to not have the announcers.
They can be a bit of a distraction sometimes.
Yeah, they
can. Sometimes?
Well, you know, they're told in their ears while they're talking to all of us on the screen, okay, you know, talk about all of the storylines. Don't follow the match you're watching. You know, only call a couple of moves, blah, blah, blah. And why? Sure, I understand you want to propel all the storylines and shit like that, but don't do it to the point where people are like, yeah, whatever.
It's true. It makes the matches just feel like filler until the thing that they want to promote.
Oh, mm-hmm. I agree.
Hand, 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 hand.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. So yeah, Chris Jericho won.
Yay, Chris Jericho.
I love how they were trying to play
Enjoy
it up.
Enjoy your pussy tour.
He can still win the big one. It's like, what was big about beating Dolph Ziggler at the curtain jerker of SummerSlam?
Yeah, you see, it would have been the big one if he had won, if the Money in the Bank briefcase was up for grabs, and then Jericho goes and does his little tour with the Money in the Bank briefcase and doesn't let anybody know exactly when he's coming back.
But he won a match on pay-per-view. Shocker.
Meh. Meh.
Well, it's the first time he's won since he came back, I guess. I guess that's the story they were trying to tell. Why?
So the whole return is legitimized by this one match.
Exactly. It was all worth it. And I like how he's dating his tights now. They said 2012 now.
Well, we gotta keep tracks.
Yeah,
because, you know, he leaves, he comes back, he leaves, he comes back. This is a good way to, you know, just keep track.
Yeah, it's like, it's like he's having a reunion tour with his pants.
Oh my goodness.
Can we move on now?
Yeah, that's...
Next match on the card, or do you want to talk about the promo after the match?
They let Brock Lesnar on the microphone again.
Oh, God.
Idiot.
Why do you keep doing this when you have Paul Heyman right there? Why?
Because they just have to.
Oh, stop letting him get on the microphone, please.
It's in his contract. He has to say a minimum 50 words every 2 months.
He can say Brock Smash. That counts.
I'm not sure Brock knows 50 words. Let's get that out of the way first.
Well, I didn't. Hey, whoa, whoa, whoa. Nowhere does it say it has to be 50 different words.
You know, just Brock Smash over and over and over again. That'll work.
There you go. Brock Smash. Yeah, well, unfortunately.
Brock, no like contract. Brock quit. I'm leaving, puny WWE.
Just have him walk around calling everything puny. Okay, true geeks understand.
That would actually make him entertaining. God forbid.
Next match on the night: Daniel Bryan versus Kane.
Am I supposed to squee here?
Yeah, this is.
Yeah, we were waiting for you.
This is where you're all obligated right. to squee.
Squee.
Why did you make it as like turn it into a question?
I don't know. Because I'm tired, damn it. That's why.
Okay. Well, let's rush through this so you can go to back to bed or go to bed or whatever. Give us your thoughts on the fact that Daniel Bryan pulled a WTF and won the match.
We got angry Kane, really angry Kane, to the point that he was throwing objects in Josh Matthews. I thought that was hilarious.
Throwing objects and Josh Matthews, just in case anybody heard you misspoke.
No, I didn't speak at all. The match was not what you were expecting. I thought they got in some good offense and defense on both sides. The finish was a little botched. I'm going to have to go back and find it on YouTube in a couple days and watch the finish again because I actually blinked and I missed it. But, so it was interesting and the story continues and apparently Kane pissed off AJ Lee because she's going to deal with him for throwing Josh Matthews on Raw. So I guess we'll see where this goes.
Now, we only found out about that because we were such Twitter hounds.
And they announced it on the air.
Did you miss the point I was making, Omega?
But the thing is, with her tweet, she says that she's upset that, you know, he threw Josh Matthews. She wants to be the one to get thrown. That's the only reason why she's upset.
Oh, careful. That sounds like you're being sexist there, Miss.
Have you seen her body
she's
language?
Tiny.
Kane?
But she's tiny. If he threw her in the air, she'd go wee and then come back for another one like an 8-year-old child.
Yeah, I knew you were going there.
He could throw her like a human football and wouldn't do any damage.
Yeah.
Really?
You get the feeling if he actually did throw her that high, you'd start hearing Goofy scream every time.
I just have a picture in my head. He throws her up in the air and everybody looks up waiting for her to come down. And then you go to a match and then you come back at the back and they're still looking up. Then you go to a match and come back to the back. They're still looking up.
So Kane throws her in the air at the start of the show and catches her again at the end?
At the end of the show, she comes down and he catches her. That would be kind of funny.
We'd be amused. I don't think many other people would.
I don't know. There might be one or two. You never know.
Although I will say this, I'm a little disappointed with how they're toning her character down.
Oh, Rock,
they gave her a really good position where the whole crazy character would work so well. She could start doing insane, weird things, and all of a sudden she's now Little Miss Serious, who just acts all quirky.
Yeah, I'm going to have to see where... I really loved her character in the storyline, and I'm kind of cooling on it a little bit as they're cooling it down, which is, I guess, what they want me to do, but I'm going to have to see where it goes, because they had something really good, and it seems like they had nowhere to take it, and so they're like, oh, yeah, we're just going to go here.
Well, you know, I think that we didn't see any Divas match tonight because they're getting all the mileage out of AJ.
No, it's because Triple H doesn't like the Divas division.
Oh. That's because they were
again,
so
thank you,
busy.
PWG, for that little bit of info.
No, it's because they were so busy being eye candy and shaking their ass during the Kevin Rudolph performance, because that's so much more important than wrestling.
It might not be, but don't say it like it's a bad thing.
Hey, they still get paid the same way in $1 bills.
I'm sorry, some of those girls...
$1 bill at a time.
No, because some of those girls looked lost. They needed to get those stripper poles out there with them so they at least knew what the hell they were doing.
Well, now, not all
of them. All you need is Brutus Clay to come out during that and go, the fuckasaurus is going to make it rain!
Oy.
Hey, if I could, I would use the Godfather in that analogy.
Probably would have.
There's the Cody Rhodes gimmick that went completely by wayside. It's just recklessly spending the old man's money.
Now, the Godfather thing probably would have worked better, but, you know, that's back in the Attitude Era, Mace. You know, it's dead and gone.
Except if you buy WWE 13.
Unless you buy the... Yeah, I haven't seen...
No. WWE 13's full of clones. That should have been used with putting better people in the spots like the Usos. I swear to God, I had somebody complaining during the pay-per-view that they did not put the Usos into the fucking game. And yet they've got like 3 Triple H's, 2 Christians, 65 Kanes, and 160 different friggin' Mick Foleys.
Bang, bang.
You know, they could have taken all those out to put in the Usos.
The Usos, oh my God. Hey, don't worry. There could be DLC. Don't worry.
No shit.
Bullshit. Someone's going to pay extra for the Usos.
Hey, I'm going to pay money to get Damian Sandow.
Hey, man, the Inouye family's a pretty big one. You know that the Usos would be pretty popular.
Woohoo, 10 games sold. Anyway.
Oh. The most popular game in Samoa.
10.
Hey, Rock's got a copy.
But by the way, I will say this. Co-worker Jim in the chat room is saying WWE 13 has the graphics of a PS2 game. It doesn't. I've been there. I played it. Believe me, the graphics are actually a lot better than you think they look on the damn trailers. Because all that stuff's early build. The polished build looks brilliant. Anyway, we have pay-per-view to sell.
Let me ask you.
Mr. I got to play it early.
Yeah, Mr. Egotistical.
flashing it around like it's a goddamn press release.
Oh, listen to Mr. Ego. Go ahead.
I have a
Is
question.
Is this going to make up a pitching contest between the two of you?
There's your 6 million views on YouTube, old man.
Excuse me?
Where's your 6 million views on YouTube?
Well, I can show you.
Yeah, you shut up, Rock. We don't need to go there.
Can we get on with it?
I'd be real dick and ask you where your independent wrestling promotion is, Omega.
Oh, fuck. All right, look, just get him out right now. Let's just get on
and get
right here
on
and
with
get it over with. Okay?
Oh, God. Okay, moving on.
I did have a question about this match.
Oh, Christ, what's your question?
Was that the
we can't get away from it.
Was that the first time a tombstone was actually turned into a, you know, a small package?
No. It wasn't. It happened one other time.
By who?
Bret Hart.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
You should know by now, Rock. Bret Hart did everything first.
I know.
Well, I don't know if he was the first one, but that was the last time I saw it happen.
Okay, I know it's been a while. That's all.
Yeah.
And, you know, if Bret Hart did it, Tim would know.
Oh, for crying out loud. Here we go. You know, we got a lot of first-time listeners. They're going to actually think that you guys are serious about this crap. I'm not the biggest Bret Hart fan in the world, okay? Just because I'm Canadian.
Right. All right, listeners, just to clarify, it's not just because he's Canadian. Bret Hart history is on the curriculum up there.
Yeah, they teach it in high school. Right, Omega. Okay.
It's part of Canadian history.
Well, I shouldn't say that. He's going to wind up believing me.
It's called A Class Wrestling 101. All about Bret Hart. All
right.
It's just like saying hockey is a real sport.
It's more of a real sport than Australian rules football.
Please.
Moving on. Next matchup, we got the Intercontinental title. The Miz champion taking on Rey Mysterio, who's coming out looking like Rayman. Not Rain Man.
Yeah.
Rayman.
That was a better selling video game.
Rey Mysterio as Batman. He's too short!
God, he should have come out as Robin.
That
would have worked.
That would have worked a lot better.
Nightwing.
Not even Nightwing.
No. No, Robin. Not Nightwing yet.
So yeah, so the Intercontinental title actually made it to a pay-per-view for once.
First time in how long?
Gotta do that thinking thing.
You know, you remember when this was the second most important title going, and it was revered almost as much as the heavyweight championship?
Back in the 80s.
I miss those days.
Back in the day, man. Used as a stepping stone for the heavyweight title.
Yeah, now we have briefcases.
That's more important, I guess. Yeah, anybody surprised that The Miz winds up retaining the title beating Rey Mysterio?
I think the bigger point is, do we care?
Not a whole heck of a lot. Really, the match wasn't anything special, but then again, you know, we're basically talking about the entire card.
The match was it was filler, and that's what it was there to be, was filler. It didn't matter to them, you know, whether it be the guys in the ring, whether it be the bookers in the back, you could tell it didn't matter. Mm-hmm. So because it didn't matter, they didn't care. And it was just subsequently eh.
Somewhat, yes, definitely. Anybody else have any thoughts or feelings or opinions on this one?
Silence.
Chirp, 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 chirp.
Absolute dead nothing. Yeah, all right. So, yeah, there it is. The Miz wins and retains. We had CM Punk and AJ segment backstage.
Because we love our fearless.
And I admit I missed this backstage segment, so I can't talk about it. So somebody else can if you want. And moving on.
Bill, let's keep going.
Up next, we've got the world title match. Sheamus defending his title against Alberto Del Rio. And I'm not a fan of Alberto Del Rio. I don't see why people like him so much. I don't see why he gets pushed to the moon other than his uncle's Mil Mascaris, really.
Because he's incredibly handsome and looks killer in a suit.
Because he's Hispanic and doesn't get injured once every 2 months.
Oh.
Not a shot.
They made him world champion for their tour in Mexico. Hello.
You got a point. Okay. So, yeah, Sheamus retains with a bit of a wonky, clunky finish. We'll probably hear more about on SmackDown. But going for the 1-2-3 at kind of like 1.5, Del Rio gets his foot on the ropes, but the ref doesn't see it. Sheamus gets their foot off the ropes before the referee looks up. Of course, this is after Ricardo Rodriguez throws his shoe. He threw a shoe.
Who throws a shoe?
Honestly, who throws a shoe? Would have been good if we had that sound clip from Austin Powers.
Who throws
but, yeah.
a shoe? Honestly, you fight like a woman.
Okay, there you go. That's right, that's the producer being on the ball, kind of. Yeah. So yeah, you know, nothing spectacular with this match either. It was. Okay, it wasn't weak, but it wasn't any kind of a massive powerhouse thing. Anybody else have anything to contribute?
I was having more fun with the build-up to this match.
I hope to God this feud is over. Please.
Well, Del Rio's got his title shot that he's been trying to get for months now, so I'll let him have it.
He had his title
he's
shot
done.
Now. Let him go away. The highlight of the match was the Ferrari he came out in.
Yeah, that was hot.
Can you imagine paying $250,000 for a car?
I can't, but I can imagine marrying somebody that would.
Okay, I can't imagine paying that kind of money for a car, but if I had that kind of money, I'd probably be getting the car and not even thinking about it.
Well, now we know what it takes for Lindsay.
She's just looking for a sugar daddy. We'll talk to Real King Kittens and see if he can accommodate you, Lindsay.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, you better clear that with Omega first, I think.
Hey, I'm going over here making mad YouTube bucks.
Yeah.
That you spend on Transformers and other Japanese toys.
Omega, our in-house YouTubinaire.
Literally making tens of dollars.
Every year. Yeah.
Hashtag tens of dollars.
There you go.
Right here, folks.
So, yeah, Sheamus retains, and then we move on to what I heard Cole say.
Nice one, Max.
Middle of the match. There you go. Middle of the match. Sheamus sets up to basically steal Sheamus's brogue kick and launches himself into the air just in time to get the double hammer takedown by Sheamus. You hear Michael Cole, looks like he was set up for the brogue kick, but we'll never know. And I'm like, yeah, Cole, we do so know. He had already launched himself into the air. Fuck. There it goes back to the commentating thing you were talking about earlier.
Again, this is why you watch this shit on mute. It's so much better.
At least we now have video proof of how long Michael Cole's memory span lasts.
Is it wrong that I actually did mute it for one part of the pay-per-view and provided my own play-by-play?
No.
Because that's exactly what I did.
Hell, I muted this part of the pay-per-view and went and watched the roster reveal. Yeah, commentary on that was better.
For WWE 13, yeah.
JR was awesome on that, by the way.
JR is always awesome.
He was indeed.
Because he's JR.
And he was snarky. It's fun. Anyway.
So, moving on. Up next, we got the tag team title match. How many people were surprised the primetime players didn't win?
That'd be nobody.
I kind of sort of suggested during our predictions that they would.
And that would make you what, Tim?
Less than correct. I'm not going to say it so you can have a sound clip. Forget it. Nice try, though, Rod.
Tim was wrong, by the way.
Yeah, you see, I'm not going to say it. And, oh, yeah, pointed out in the chat room, and it was also pointed out in our chat when it was going down that, you know, of course, it's Los Angeles. We got a Kobe Bryant chant.
That was more directed at certain tag team because of a certain manager.
Yeah.
Classy.
And we're not going to rehash something that we tried to argue and debate, but everybody's in agreement, and so there was really no debate on it. So. But, yeah. R-Truth and Kofi Kingston retain the title.
Now, the question is, were they supposed to get the belts? But because of the whole AEW situation, they decided, we'll push them down.
Kind of wondering about that, yeah. Why should they be punished for something AEW did, though?
I'm not necessarily sure if it's punishment as it is just a forced change of plans. Because, of course, yes, it does drag them down, but at the same time, if they had certain plans for the group together, that might not be possible now. Mm-hmm. So this might be a chance for them to step back and have an extra month to go, okay, now what do we do?
Sort of like reboot at what you have to do with your computer because you're running Windows and can't understand why you're going to pay $800 for something that keeps crashing on you for no reason.
Goddamn WWE always keeping the black man down.
Two black okay. guys won tonight, Mace.
But they're keeping the other black man down.
Yeah, they're keeping the other two black guys down. The ones
only
that
keeping
lost.
Certain black people down.
Where was Little Jimmy tonight, by the way? I saw no Little Jimmy.
I heard that he was in the hospital earlier, at some point in time during the pay-per-view.
Why was he in the hospital?
Well, they went and they visited the sick kids, right? And then R-Truth said, yeah, Little Jimmy's in the hospital, too. He's just Mount Coney. He's feeling okay, though. I'm figuring he's probably laid up because of that kick out of the ring 2 weeks ago.
But he was riding roller coasters this weekend.
Oh, well, maybe he got sick.
Too many
fell off
dogs.
The roller coaster. So I don't know. But on that note, why don't we take a timeout, our first timeout of the night, everybody. You're listening to Rust Talk Radio WTR Sunday night right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Thanks once again to PW Mania and that wild and wacky, crazy foreign guy. Not the original foreign kid, sorry, Mace, but we're talking Andy Steven, keeping things real over at PWMania.com. Check them out. We'll be back right after this with the rest of the pay-per-view.
Has your weekly Monday Night Wrestling fix got off the air? Don't fret. All you need to do is change the channel to the WTR Raw Post Show.
I'm sorry that I came out here last week and ruined your family portrait, made out with your daughter, implied that you had sex with a bunch of fat, hairy old men, then poured beer on your unconscious body with your illegitimate bastard midget son. My bad.
Tune in every Monday night at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time as we break down everything that goes down on WWE Monday Night Raw.
What's up, Holmes? The champ is here.
Interact with us live every Monday night for the WTR Raw Post Show, 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Peace out, my brothers.
Attention Wild Talk Radio Network fans, are you looking for a show that is wholesome, a show that is family-oriented and kids-friendly, and a show that is filled with politically correct humor? Then tune in to the WTR Network every Saturday night at midnight Eastern for all things G-rated.
Hold on. Fuck that politically correct bullshit. Tune in Saturday nights for No Limits Extreme Conversation, covering everything from, well, just about anything you can possibly imagine. If you can think it, it will be talked about and more live Saturday nights on Cigarette Butts and Bandanas, live midnight Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Tuesday nights, the Wild Talk Radio Network brings you Kayfabe Wrestling Radio with me, Alan Wojcik, and the Spud Guy. We'll bring you interviews with the biggest names from the past, present, and future in pro wrestling.
Hey everybody, this is Ed Buck. It's me. It's that D-O-double-G.
This is Jessica Havoc.
Hey everyone, this is Stevie Richards.
This is Harley Race.
The franchise Shane Douglas.
Plus, insights from the people who cover the business. It's Kayfabe Wrestling Radio, 9 p.m. Eastern, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
I don't care what y'all say.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus, and you're listening to Wild Talk Radio Network. Keep listening, because Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
Yeah, I'd start talking now, but I want to show Punk some respect. Let his intro play a little bit, you know.
Respect? What's that?
It's something you earn, according to Superman. Who, I hate to say it, kiddies, is right. You get, you know, respect is something you got to earn. I can't give it to you.
Wait, when did John Cena ever say that?
Maybe paraphrase, but that was the gist. You know, he said it on the mic last week on Raw. You can't demand respect. It's something that you got to get into that ring every single night and earn. So there. Welcome back to WTR Sunday Night, everybody. Look on the last two matches of the SummerSlam pay-per-view. I'm coming back to CM Punk Century Music because the WWE Champion is up next. CM Punk taking on the Big Show, taking on John Cena in a triple threat match. And this wasn't a really a horrendous match at all. It had its entertaining moments. I didn't have any problems with it really at all whatsoever. CM Punk winds up retaining the title using the triple threat rules, as you should, after John Cena delivers the attitude adjustment on Big Show. CM Punk literally throws Cena out of the ring and gets the 1-2-3 for the win on Big Show to retain the title. What did you think of the match, guys?
You missed one thing, Tim. You missed the big point of the match.
Oh, the big point of the match?
Yes. You know, the double submission.
Oh, that one! Yeah! You know, I wasn't going to cover that until after I got everybody's opinion on the match, but if you want to talk about it now...
Yeah, let's talk about it now.
Genius. I groaned, okay, when I first saw it. Did you groan, Lindsay?
Just a little bit, yeah.
I'd rather you moaned instead of groaned, but that's a different story. What about you, Omega? What'd you think? He's gone to get a drink.
There you go. That's his thought on it. Chirp, 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 chirp.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Well, I was actually face palming, but that doesn't come across the radio very well.
No, you cannot hear face palming unless you slap yourself really hard. In which case, we'd laugh, but that'd be a different story. Just saying. What did you think about the double submission, Omega?
You're asking me again?
You didn't answer.
He did, but you couldn't
he
see
didn't.
It.
He said a bunch of shit, but he didn't
that,
really
that
answer.
That was what I said. I face-palmed. This was a good Lord, another screwy finish in this pay-per-view. You know, and someone mentioned a certain name in the chat room, and I'm going to let him say it again, because, oh man, did it feel that way.
Mace, did you have any thoughts when this first happened?
I was trying to contain inconceivable amounts of rage that would have resulted in my $1,000 television being smashed to smithereens.
Now, don't shoot the messenger. The poor TV didn't do anything. It just, you know, it's a medium for you to see how badly they screw things up.
True, but still, I was ready to go, fuck this. I was going to cornet face this goddamn show and company and everything fucking else.
Well, it screwed up my hopes of hearing a Mace rant tonight, I think.
At one point, he was convinced Russo had gotten rehired.
Yeah, no, that was me who said that. You know, I figured, my God, they secretly did rehire Vince Russo.
I think we all did that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I saw on Twitter it was a hashtag Russo slam.
They must have Russo backstage. Arquette was in the crowd.
With the belt.
Well, yeah, it looked like a cardboard cutout he made at home.
No, it looked like...
You know, like regular 12-year-old kids.
No, it looked like...
Just go with it. Just go with it.
It looked like the $400 one they make you buy at www.shop.com.
.com. Yeah, there.
Which you probably gave to him as a prop.
Yeah. You know, I saw this and I'm thinking, you know, last year it was kind of cool when they both had the title belt because of the way they did it, and it was really interesting. You know, Punk leaves with the belt and all this other stuff. He comes back and we got two champions. Don't do this again. What the hell are you doing? Oh, here comes AJ. Don't fall on your ass as you skip. Although I would laugh if you did.
No, that's Brooke Hogan when she announces somebody on Impact. She goes, and Taryn, no, I fall off the stage. My foot falls off the stage.
Uh-huh.
Happened on Thursday.
I'm trying to prove to you that I actually do see TNA once in a while, at least a little bit of it.
Mm-hmm. Sure you do.
But anyway, yeah, she comes out and says, restart the damn match, and they both get chokeslammed.
When was the last time a Big Show chokeslam beat somebody?
Gonna make us think again.
I'm
Stop
sorry.
Stop doing that.
Yeah, it's just, forget it, guys. Don't even try to recall it. It's just, let's face it, the Big Show chokeslam doesn't do anything for anybody. His name's not Kane or Undertaker, so it doesn't matter.
Kane's didn't work tonight either. But anyway.
Well, not tonight it didn't, but it has, yeah, somebody in the chat room's guessing maybe 2008 was the last time his chokeslam was effective. No, it's Real Kane Kittens who's guessing that. But, yeah, overall, I'm glad that Punk retained.
Makes sense for him to retain. They don't need to put the belt on John Cena.
I'm so happy he retained.
Yeah, I think a lot of us picked John Cena to win this, and I think
Not
we're
me.
All very happy to be wrong for the first time in a while.
Oh, hell yeah. But
I think all of us were secretly willing Punk, but it's just like, you know, in your heart, you're just sitting there and it's like, John Cena is in the match. It's a title match. Yeah, he's probably going to win, and thank God he didn't.
Well, you know, you could tell that Cena's not going to win a title match if it's not the main event.
Which means they're back in
next month,
Boston for Night of Champions in his hometown. So,
yep.
You know.
Cena versus Punk. And it'll be the main event.
Of course it will, because there'll be no Brock
Lesnar. That'll be what, the fourth time in a year and a couple of weeks that CM Punk's been in a main event? Or is it the third time?
losing track.
Yeah,
I don't know.
He set some sort of record.
I just find it interesting that even though John Cena was in this match, it wasn't the main event of the pay-per-view.
Of course not.
So CM Punk, once again, does not get a break as the WWE champion, making it, from reports, his eighth consecutive pay-per-view of not being in the main event.
They could count from back, they can count from TLC onward. Oh my god!
Ninth consecutive successful title defense on pay-per-view. But the eighth, that wasn't the last one of the night, so. Hopefully, Punk keeps winning and keeps retaining the belt, especially if he's got to face Cena, but winds up being in the main event a little more often.
You would hope, and well, as we kind of sort of mentioned on Thursday on the Rack Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network at 11 p.m. Eastern, there's going to be a lack of talent on Monday Night Raws in the next few weeks, so yeah, that might be the only program, and yeah, we're screwed.
We're screwed in 2 weeks.
There's going to be a lack of talent on Monday Night Raw. Why is that?
Some people aren't going to be around any longer.
Some people going to be gone.
They could be gone, and we're going to be stuck with CM Punk and John Cena. And, well.
And the Big Show.
Hey, I hope it just lasts until the end of September. Because I was promised CM Punk versus Daniel Bryan on the house shows down here, damn it. It's a submission match between Daniel Bryan and CM Punk. It's going to be fucking wrestling!
Mace.
Proper goddamn wrestling!
Mace.
Reel him in. He's out of control again.
Card subject to change.
Shut the fuck.
Don't dash the poor boy's hopes and dreams.
Yeah, Rock, you know better than to tell a wrestler's card subject to change. What the hell are you doing?
Oh, good lord. But, Tim, we have a phone call.
Oh, well, hey, caller, who's this?
Hello.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Hello, how are you?
It's Eric Nordberg.
Yes, we know, it's Eric Nordberg. How you doing, Eric Nordberg?
The difference is I'm a real person, the other's a fictional character.
Only in your own mind. Hey, are you taking your medication?
How about that SummerSlam, huh?
What'd you think of it?
It was mediocre at best. Are you still on your medication?
Who told you about that, sir?
I have my sources.
You know, it's nothing wrong with a little Paxil every now and then.
Just saying. So did you like the pay-per-view?
I'll be honest with you. I didn't watch it. I got the Blu-ray release of Jaws this afternoon, and I watched that instead.
Well, you might have gotten the better end of the deal. It's too bad that you can't talk wrestling with us. But, hey, Mr. Nordberg, thanks for calling. We'll talk to you again real soon.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
I suppose if you want to talk to, what is his name, Eric Nordberg?
Yeah, you can find him probably somewhere on the internet trolling people. Anyway.
Yeah, so I'm sorry if you didn't watch SummerSlam, we're hanging up on you because you don't have any reason to talk about Jaws on a wrestling show. Just like we don't talk about virginity on your primetime TV show there, Mr. Nordberg.
What?
We don't know anything about that. He's the expert.
Who cares? Let's keep going with the show, for fuck's sake.
We're almost done.
Yeah, but
think about it, Lindsay. Think about it.
I don't want to think about it. Move on.
Yes. Tim, shut the fuck up. Let's move on. We're almost done with this goddamn pay-per-view. We're almost free.
I know, and I'm just dragging it out to piss you off. No, I'm kidding. All right, let's look at the main event.
Hold on, before we get there.
You see, now he's the one holding everything up.
I wanted to talk about the non-PG moment of the night.
Oh, yeah.
Fred Durst.
Fred Durst attempting to make himself relevant by flicking off the camera.
Former lead singer of
Limp Bizkit.
Yeah, and waving to the crowd and then flipping. I'm surprised he didn't try to blank that out. But then again, it was a pay per view. I don't think it would have been.
Oh,
that
cut
big.
It from the DVD.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, it won't be on the DVD. Either that or they'll fuss out his hands.
I'll cut it. They'll release him and he'll do a very long rant on Twitter about how they're bullies.
Yeah, there you are. So is that all you wanted to do, Rod?
Yeah, that's all I wanted to do. I wanted to bring
that's all you wanted to do was just say, hey, look, a non-PG moment in WWE. Thank you very much for that. Main event time, Brock Lesnar versus Triple H. This match was not a main event quality match.
We gimped the entire pay-per-view for this shit.
The conspiracy
How many times have we had to hear the promo for this match?
700 billion and seven times.
Now, here's the question. Did they overhype it or under-deliver?
Both.
Both.
This was similar to Rock versus Cena in hype and delivery. Very much so. It echoed it. And don't get me wrong, Rock versus Cena, for what it was decent. But for this match, they built this as a fight. A knockdown, drag out, I'm going to beat the high holy fuck out of you till you're dead fight. And they did not deliver on that. The match had nice physicality. But I'm sorry, Hunter took a worse beating in Hell in the Cell than what he took tonight.
Yep. And, yeah, I gotta agree with you on that one, guys.
Indeed. He took a worse beating at the hands of the Ultimate Warrior.
Okay, that was low. That was low.
Damn right it was low, and I am going to be unapologetic for it.
But you made your point, I think. Yeah, it was very lackluster, wouldn't you say, Omega? Is that a good word?
Yeah, that's probably the word for it. The lackluster or half-assed.
Half-assed, I like that. That's a good one. It was a half-assed match. Again, it was okay. It wasn't what it was billed to be. I lost my interest for this match the night on Raw where Triple H got the best of Brock Lesnar and Brock Lesnar goes flying over the top ropes. I said right then and there, yeah, you know what? I think they just gave away Brock wins in SummerSlam.
That's King Kittens is putting out in the chat room. Oh my God, the Kimura. Oh my God, the Kimura. It basically looked like Brock Lesnar was trying to give Triple H a hug for 90% of the fucking match.
There was like, I don't know, maybe three instances where it almost, you know, it almost got there. But, and it just lamed right out again.
I know, if he'd done something other than constantly trying to get that goddamn Kimura lock, if he had worked the arm, at least I could say this had psychology. This was just Brock smash puny Triple H.
Yeah, well, I'm going to disagree with you on that, but only partly, because he was working the arm when he wasn't trying to slap on the damn Kimura all the time. He was working the arm for a little while. He was focused on that one part. Lasted for about maybe 3 minutes.
But he was focused on it with the goddamn Kimura, always. Work the arm properly instead of going for your goddamn finish. You leave the finish till the end of the match, and having worked over the arm the entire match, it makes sense for Triple H to tap to the fucking Kimura lock.
Mm-hmm.
And if you thought, if you, you know, if he was really working over the arm, Hunter shouldn't have hit the pedigree with ease.
Yeah, he should have dropped him both times. Basically, to hook the secondary arm, and all of a sudden, oh, I can't do it, and Brock pushes him off.
And if you think about it, that would have made more of a dramatic spot. If he was able to hit it, you know, he falls off a couple times with the injured arm, and, you know, he sucks it off and hits it one time. You could have got a real dramatic moment out of it.
Well, that would have
been
better.
But it's Triple H.
Line.
He's going to piss over the credibility of any badass that comes into the business.
It definitely would have made for a better story in the ring had he sold the inability to deliver to the pedigree because his arm had been injured.
Right.
No disagreement on that whatsoever. Again, that just further illustrates the half-assedness, as Omega called it, of this match.
And the fact that you gimped an entire pay-per-view to try and make this look good, and it still turned out like shit.
Now, that's a conspiracy theory. We don't have any proof about that. Triple H, it really have that the rest of the pay-per-view was toned down a little bit because they wanted to make the main event stand out. WWE wouldn't do something like that. Come on.
I wouldn't say WWE wouldn't do it, but I mean, you could tell some of the guys just weren't putting their hearts into it. Mm-hmm. It just, I mean, it was obvious that, you know, their match didn't matter, so why should they bother doing anything spectacular in it?
The only one who seemed to really do that was CM Punk, and most of the time he was like a kid in the candy store going, fuck it, I'm going to have fun.
You saw that on his face a lot of time, especially when he went up for the elbow. He was so happy.
Yeah, but, you know, CM Punk having fun makes it enjoyable.
It does.
Yeah, exactly. It does.
You know, other guys are, you know, half-assing it because, you know, it's just like, well, whatever, we got to give him the big fucking spotlight because he's the boss. It's just not the same thing. It's worse than being mailed in. At least Punk is getting into the fun of it, like you're saying. And when he gets into the fun like that, he takes me along for the ride.
Exactly. And sorry, Lindsay, for cutting you off. Please finish your thought.
Oh no, that was all. It's just, some of it felt dialed in. That was all.
Okie dokie. Omega, you've been quiet. Stop killing things with Skyrims and sending him in the bop bags.
Skyrim is not on right now.
Give it another 50 minutes, then it will be.
I think watching this entire pay-per-view and resisting the urge to go play Skyrim was very big of me.
We're so proud.
Well, I'll give you a gold star.
Fuck the gold star. Give me one of those little grape stickers that I can scratch.
I'll send you some vodka.
He doesn't drink.
I know. That'll be sitting on a shelf for absolutely ever, right beside Omegatron or whatever it's called.
Fine, if he sends you the vodka, you send it to me. I'll send you cookies.
I like this deal.
Feels like a three-way trade.
But it's Tim sending stuff, so anyway.
Moving on. So overall, SummerSlam did not live up to it being SummerSlam to me. Meh. For any other pay-per-view, I'd give it a B-, maybe a C+, but because it was SummerSlam...
Wait, hold on, you went meh. Where's my money? Pay me my royalties.
Checks in the mail.
Yeah, I'll send you some vodka. Shut up.
Remember the year goes again.
I don't want your vodka, I want boxes of Frosted Flakes.
You cannot spend your whole life bartering with vodka.
How many boxes do you want? I was in the store the other day and I saw them and I thought of you.
I got 23
I want like a fucking, I want like 20 odd boxes of Frosted Flakes. I'm sorry, we do not have that sugar-coated awesome in my country anymore, and I want...
Hold it. Why can you not have Frosted Flakes in Australia?
Because they suck.
Because the health commission or whatever the hell it is in this country has decided that all cereal, if possible, has to be as natural and healthy as possible. And I want my goddamn sugar-laden cereal.
Holy fascist state of Australia.
Oh shit.
Wow. Here I was thinking that it was outlawed because the Frosted Flakes are made in India.
I don't give a shit. Sugar-coated cereal. Mace wants it. Now!
Damn it. So I guess you can't get Kellogg's Corn Pops either.
No. You can't get anything.
Well, okay, that's it. I'm never going to Australia if I can't have my Corn Pops.
Just bring them with you.
Yeah, I suppose. Who's to say they're not going to get confiscated at customs?
You bought them duty-free on the way through the airport. They can't take them off you.
There you go. Okay. Yeah, I want to buy stuff duty-free that costs like three times as much as you buy anywhere else.
Hey, last time I was in the Salt Lake Airport, I hugged the duty-free store because we finally got one.
You hugged it. I could see you doing that.
Because it was full of liquor.
Yeah, you just walk up to a pillar and go, yeah.
Hi.
Right, Lindsay, we got to figure out how to get some alcohol to you across the international border.
Yeah, it's called drive to Idaho and go fucking get it. That's what it's called. Vince.
No, I was thinking about sending you some of this black licorice stuff I made.
Sending your licorice to everyone else. You know, you're never going to get it.
Fine. The cinnamon's good.
Oh, God, not cinnamon either.
Why not? It's really tasty.
Ugh.
Yummy. Yummy. Blueberry?
No. I'll try the blueberry.
Okay, I'll send you some blueberry. Okay, fine.
Can we have a discussion where Tim does not end up by trying to get us blitzed?
Gotta get somebody else besides me drunk. Yeah, okay, so SummerSlam, because it was SummerSlam and not Extreme Rules or any other pay-per-view, gets a D from me. Lindsay?
I'll give it a C. There were some enjoyable moments. I mean, honestly, I laughed my ass off when Kane literally threw Josh Matthews, and that was one of the really the only redeeming points of the pay-per-view. And I'm curious to see where they go tomorrow on Raw, but yeah, it wasn't what I was expecting. It was kind of a letdown, and I walked in with low expectations. Mm-hmm. So yeah, C for me.
Okay, Omega.
This just did not feel like a SummerSlam. This felt like WWE presents In Your House, Here Comes the Pain.
Ooh.
But it didn't cost $19.99.
It should have. Yeah, this is a D+. This would have been an okay edition of free TV, but full price on one of the big four pay-per-views, no.
Which has been my
this
point
was
exactly.
Unacceptable.
Yeah, Mace.
Yeah, this one's gonna get a D. This literally, I pay for it. No, bad, evil, get money back, refunds.
Yeah.
This is worse than a Shane Douglas hardcore reunion show.
Ooh.
Ouch.
Oh, wow. Oh, I don't know, at least half the talent showed up to this one.
Someone watched Botchamania recently.
Seriously, if it wasn't... go ahead, what?
As I said before, I have New Super Mario Brothers 2. I have Darksiders 2. I could have spent 3 hours of my time playing those and having fun and getting value for money.
There you go. Yeah.
This I paid for with time and brain cells that I will never get back.
Well, especially
and this
the
was
brain
a piss poor effort, and they might as well have just dropped the SummerSlam logo and all the fanciful shit, put up the Raw set, and just ran Raw one day early. Because that's what it was.
Okay, so if it wasn't one of the big four pay-per-views, if it wasn't SummerSlam, if it was a quote-unquote minor pay-per-view, would you have given it the same grade?
Yes.
Omega, would you?
Yeah, it might have been a C-, but that's about it.
Okay. Lindsay?
Yeah, I'd still give it a C.
Okay. Well, you know, my grade would have come up dramatically had it not been SummerSlam. I was disappointed. SummerSlam, generally, it's one of my favorite pay-per-views of the year. Really. One of my favorite pay-per-views.
It's the event of the summer.
You know, and this one, I've never been as let down by a SummerSlam event as I was let down by this one.
The question goes, is it because nothing happened? Because think about last year's. It was an average pay-per-view at best until the main event, but something actually happened in it. We had an average pay-per-view this year, and nothing happened in the main event except for, is this the end of Triple H?
Well, you know, this year it felt like everybody was holding back or just nailing it in. Last year it didn't give me the overall impression of that. Not everybody it didn't feel like everybody nailed it in last year.
Last year there was, I guess, more on the line. There were more stakes involved. Mm-hmm. It seems like, or it felt like, and yeah, I mean, because something different didn't happen, it's very, I don't want to say it was predictable because I didn't get any of it right, but in a lot of ways it did feel predictable, and you're kind of sitting there waiting for something to happen because it's SummerSlam. It's kind of like mania. You have certain expectations for it no matter how low you go in, and when it doesn't deliver, it's just disappointing.
Yep.
You know, especially when, you know, for the main event where Paul Heyman was putting this over in a Twitter rant saying that, you know, Brock and Hunter were going to give everything they had. Mm-hmm. And I know that's not everything Hunter has.
Yep.
But that may be all Brock had, mm-hmm. and if that's the case, well, that's what we got. But
if that's the case, then we saw tonight that Hunter can't carry a person.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the way that they built this, particularly the main event, and I think that's the biggest letdown is the main event. Mm-hmm. The way they built this is they built this similarly to Rock Cena, the match of the year.
All right. Got one quick little thing. Going back 10 years, Triple H, Shawn Michaels, that was a personal feud, and it was a fight. 10 years later, you're not allowed to do anything they did 10 years ago in a personal battle.
That was an awesome match.
It really was.
Between the two of them.
Yeah, I mean, they made this personal between Brock and Hunter, and they didn't let it be a fight. I mean, at least for Cena and Brock, it was a fight. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, you go back and when you're watching these two, you're comparing their last matches against this one. For Brock, it's the Cena match. For Hunter, it's Hell in the Cell. So you're looking at those two matches, which were extremely physical, and then you're looking at this one and you're going, huh? And I don't know whether it's they weren't willing to take the risk. I don't know whether they could take the risk, I mean, or they were willing to do the beating or what it was, but it was a letdown.
They weren't allowed to scare the kiddies too much.
They don't build it like the end-all be-all.
Yeah. So.
The who? Yeah. Wait, what?
I was waiting for that.
That got his attention.
It did.
Oh, there you go. So, now's the time we take a look at who won the pay-per-view predictions thing that we do here the week before every pay-per-view. Once again, everybody, those of you who haven't checked this out before, and those of you who haven't played yet, you're more than welcome to get your predictions in every time that a pay-per-view comes up and it's set. The week before, for the entire week, we take your pay-per-view picks and predictions and put them in our pay-per-view pick'em and see who comes out on top. What's the grand prize? The satisfaction of it going for, well, at least until the next pay-per-view, saying that that you won. This time around, congratulations, Rock.
Thank you. Thank you.
And who's Tommy?
He was in the chat room earlier. MN with a bunch of numbers. He was in the chat room earlier. MN0733.
Okay, so, yeah, Rock and Tommy tied for first place, which makes a multiple-way tie. For third place, we had three people tied for third place. We had Brent, Alan, and yours truly. We got 5 and 3 were the predictions. Five right, three wrong. And, you know, that really pissed me off. I could have been 6 and 2. I was thinking Jericho was going to win this, but I said Ziggler. At number 6, Brian, 5 and 2 with an asterisk. You want to explain the asterisk?
Didn't pick the pre-show, or there was a match that wasn't picked, probably.
Okay. Chris, Robin, Omega tied at 7th with a 500 record, 4 and 4. Scott and Jordan tied at 10th with 4 and 3 with an asterisk, because they didn't pick the extra match. Amy was 3 and 5 in 12th place. 13th place, Jed with 3 and 4. Lindsay, what the hell happened? You're 14th place, 2 and 6.
I don't know.
She has 5 billion shows to get it right, and she couldn't get it right.
Okay, and Mace, somewhat disappointment emanating, because you were in 15th place with 2 and 5. You got 2 right.
I don't care.
There you go. But rounding up in 16th place, Matt S., 1 and 6. And that was the SummerSlam Pick'em. So what's the next pay-per-view on the cards? It'll be a TNA pay-per-view, will it not?
No Surrender.
No Surrender, and when is that?
I'm not positive at the moment. I'm being told a story. Anyone know who Tony Scott is? The film director of Top Gun, Days of Thunder, and Enemy.
Yes.
Apparently, according to one Alan Wojcik, he jumped off an LA bridge to his death.
You're kidding.
Oh,
when?
Sad.
Alan's feeding me this info right now.
So this is breaking news? Tony Scott kills himself by jumping off a bridge?
I guess so.
Damn.
I haven't been on any sites to say, but, you know. Yeah, it's just happening now, so there you go.
Wow. Well, that sucks. Gee, that really sucks.
Yeah.
Anyway, next pay-per-view is... Yeah, next pay-per-view is a TNA pay-per-view. Don't forget, everybody, the week before, we will start the pay-per-view Pick'em, and we'll start it off here on Sunday nights, Wrestle Talk Radio. So make sure that you're here for that. And don't forget, once again, when there aren't any pay-per-views on, our regular start time for our little webcast here is 10 o'clock Eastern, 8 p.m. Mountain Time. So when there's no pay-per-view, come and join us. That being said, we're going to take our next break of the night. Everybody else in WTR, Sunday night, Rust Talk Radio, right here on Wild Talk Radio Network. WTR Roundtable and Buy and Sell up right after this.
Tuesday nights, the Wild Talk Radio Network brings you Kayfabe Wrestling Radio with me, Alan Wojcik, and the Spud Guy. We'll bring you interviews with the biggest names from the past, present, and future in pro wrestling.
Hey everybody, this is Ed Spud. It's me. It's that D-O-double-G.
This is Jessica Havoc.
Hey everyone, this is Stevie Richards.
This is Harley Race.
The franchise Shane Douglas.
Plus, insights from the people who cover the business. It's Kayfabe Wrestling Radio, 9 p.m. Eastern, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Hey, man, what's your name?
Hello, my name is Jimmy Pop, and I'm a dumb white guy.
Why are you sitting there all alone?
It's fresh than me since 1983.
Well, that ain't good.
The drummer from the Vipers only got one arm.
You're kind of weird. You always sing everything you say?
And I don't.
Hey, I didn't say anything like that. Man, in fact, I was going to ask if you want to do something if you're not too busy. What you doing around Wednesday, around 8:30?
Eat Spam from the can, watch late night C-SPAN, and rock out to old school Duran Duran.
Well, I know this awesome wrestling show on wildtalkradio.com. Just another goddamn wrestling show with Jed Schaefer and Scott Barry and the Cheapwood Paneling. They talk about all the wrestling news of the week. Want to listen in? Maybe even call in?
Hell yeah!
Cool. Now, stop looking at me that way.
You and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals, so let's do it like they do on the Discovery Channel.
Yeah, I don't roll that way. But there is this guy on the show. His name's Joey Gay.
Has your weekly Monday Night Wrestling fix gone off the air? Don't fret. All you need to do is change the channel to the WTR Raw Post Show.
I'm sorry that I came out here last week and ruined your family portrait, made out with your daughter, implied that you had sex with a bunch of fat, hairy old men, then poured beer on your unconscious body with your illegitimate bastard midget son. My bad.
Tune in every Monday night at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time as we break down everything that goes down on WWE Monday Night Raw.
What's up, Holmes? The champ is
here.
Interact with us live every Monday night for the WTR Raw Post Show, 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Peace out, my brothers.
This is everyone's favorite wrestler and mine, the whole fucking show, Rob Van Dam. You're listening to me because you are listening to Wrestle Talk Radio on the Wild Talk Radio Network, boo.
Here, Sunday Night Rust Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Hi, everybody. Hope you're having fun. Apparently, we're not, because we saw SummerSlam. Was that a cheap shot? Was that a low blow?
It was. That was.
Well,
a low
never
blow.
Mind. Okay, maybe that was a little cheap, but it's got nothing to do with what we got for a roundtable topic tonight, Rock. Roundtable.
This would be the roundtable. Anthony Dancy roundtable with no intro. Dun, 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 dun. With no intro. Dun, 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 dun.
There you go. We kind of swapped it out, and tonight's roundtable is courtesy of Mace. And so we'll start with you, because this is your own roundtable question that you posted earlier tonight. What means less, the IC or the US title?
Well, I didn't actually come up with an answer to this one personally. it was one of those weird questions of like, we have two titles who once upon a time in their own right, sure they were both in different companies at the time, they used to be the big stepping stone. They used to be the guy who'd get the US title would eventually be in line to become the next main eventer, the next world champion in WCW. Mm-hmm. The IC title, same thing in WWE. Now all of a sudden, excuse me. Now all of a sudden, both titles, are used on pre-shows or five-minute matches thrown on guys who don't really seem to be going anywhere. They're just placeholders, you know. And I'm just wondering what people think. Do they think that one title means less than the other, or do both titles just mean nothing to the business? And let's take out the prestige and shit that they used to have. Look at them in today's sense. So, anyone?
Wow.
Oh,
great input there, Omega.
Yeah, let's go to Omega now.
I'm sorry, something came up. I didn't hear it.
What title means less, IC or the US title?
Jeez. I would say
Once favorite child has disappointed you more lately.
Oh, boy. It's got to be the... Well, lately, yeah, it's definitely the US title. Yeah, because at least there's still active competition for the Intercontinental belt. At least it got a much-needed facelift back to the classic design. And at least you still have notable stars who are either former world champions or up-and-coming world champions competing for it, whereas the U.S. belt just feels like something for mid-carders to do. You know, okay, Antonio Cesaro has it. Well, what the fuck has Antonio Cesaro ever done, and who has he ever impressed? That would be nobody.
Whereas The Miz is holding the IC title, and hey, you know, he's beaten John Cena in a main event.
Yeah, at WrestleMania.
No. Yep.
Him and The Rock. That's not a bad club to be part of.
It's pretty exclusive, don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, because John Cena lost to beat both Hunter and Shawn, so, you know, that's a good club to be in.
Oh, excuse me. Yeah, so, okay. Lindsay, your answer?
I mean, right now, I would say that the U.S. title is worth just a little bit less than the IC, although they kind of both mean the same thing at this point. They're just basically placeholders and defended when they need filler. They don't mean anything. They don't matter to anyone. I mean, not even really the people that hold them. So, yeah, I'd say maybe the IC title means a little bit more than the U.S. belt, only because it's defended more, but not by much. I mean, you could get rid of both of those belts, and virtually no one would notice.
Well, I wouldn't quite agree with that, because they did do that for a while, and there was a noticeable absence of activity in the mid-card.
Fair enough.
Okay, so while they might not have the value that they should, they are at least motivational elements. Though I will say this, the last person to actually put any kind of value on the U.S. title and actually make it feel like it was worth something was Zack Ryder.
And that's saying something.
Yeah.
That's really saying something.
Yeah, so I gotta agree with everybody. At least to get the people who are holding or have been holding the IC title or you know, people of note. And as much as we love Santino and he's gold and all this other stuff, really, you know, it's still Santino Marella. He's not going anywhere except for where he is.
Right, and if you put it on, because they had it on Santino so long, they were using him in squash matches. He was the one being squashed. And that right there is why your U.S. title doesn't mean anything right now when the champion gets squashed.
I think the other thing is the title came over from WCW and it wasn't Vince's own or WWE's original.
True, but just to get some name value back in and some value back into these titles, stop squashing the champions.
That might be a good way to start. I like the original roundtable question.
You want to go to the original roundtable question then?
The original roundtable question. What is your favorite SummerSlam match and moment of all time? Not tonight. Because the answer would be unanimous. The end of the fucking pay-per-view where I got my money back.
That's a good point. Since you want to talk about it so much, Sam, what's your favorite match and moment of SummerSlam history?
Well, didn't the Bret versus Owen cage match happen at SummerSlam?
It did.
Yeah, that's
shocked.
My favorite SummerSlam match. Yeah, you know what, Omega? Fight me, okay? What's your favorite SummerSlam match? Yeah, you were going to say Bret versus Owen before I said it first, so shut up.
Hell no.
Hell yeah.
Hell no.
Hell yeah.
Part of me wants to say Hogan and Michaels for how hilarious Michaels' overselling was.
Oh, that would be the moment. Maybe not the match for me. That was the moment, the oversell. Okay. So is that your final answer?
No. That's the funny answer. I don't think
That's the good answer.
it's a good answer, yeah.
Yep. So what's your favorite match from SummerSlam? Your favorite summer WrestleMania moment?
Summer.
Summerfest.
Summer. Yeah, my favorite Summerfest moment. Someone's rattling something.
Yeah, that's me and my drugs, dude.
Oh, surprise. Not holding anything against you, Tim. I'm considering it myself after tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with Taker and Edge in the cell.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Partially because it actually took place in my home state of Indiana.
There you go. Yeah, you live in Florida. Where would you rather be, Florida or Indiana?
Right now, Indiana.
They have the Pacers.
I know. I'm trading the Miami Heat for the Pacers.
Well, look at the bright side. No LeBron James in sight.
No more Reggie Miller, though.
Okay.
But you have a Will McConnell.
You know what? I can't tell if you're trying to detract me or not.
He's just trying to piss you off. Don't worry about it.
But here was one to know. If I was in Indiana right now, I wouldn't be able to bake bread in my room.
He's not talking about you sending it up, folks. Is that hot in Florida?
Anyway.
Let's ask Mace what his favorite SummerSlam match was.
This thing, I'm trying to remember when I last watched a good SummerSlam match.
Oh dear.
Shawn Michaels versus Hulk Hogan.
Shawn Michaels versus Hunter.
Yeah, that was going to be my answer. Shawn and Hunter.
Shunner.
The combat match.
I'd probably go with that for the match. As for the moment, it's got to be Leslie Nielsen searching for the Undertaker.
Yeah, that was a good one. Rest in peace, Leslie Nielsen. Lindsay.
For the match, I'm going with Taker versus Foley Boiler Room Brawl.
96. Hmm.
Just because it gave you the end of it, gives you the first "you bastard" moment that I can recall. And then I guess for the moment, I'll go with same thing, just for the whole Paul Bearer betrayal, just because it set up a great, great feud between Foley and Taker that gave us some completely memorable matches.
So. Good answers, yeah. Rock, we already know your moment.
Match, you know my match was Shawn and Hunter.
Okay.
The DX tank. It came out on the big tank a few years ago.
Okay.
I like that. That was a great moment.
Okay, everybody in the chat room, what's your favorite WrestleMania match? SummerSlam match. What was your favorite SummerSlam moment? Go ahead, post them in the chat room. We'll take a look at what you guys decide. And I think it's time to let you do your thing, Ron.
I think we need a little question and answer time.
It's now time for this week's edition of Boy.
Yes! 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 Yes!
What's up?
No! 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 No!
The first one up tonight is buy or sell. Do you buy or sell the idea of a Jeff Hardy return to WWE next year? Omega.
Sell. Sell, 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 sell.
How come?
We'll start with past his prime. We'll start with too many strikes to count. Jeff Hardy is, at his best, a gamble. You don't know if he's gonna, you don't know if he's going to, well, these days you don't even know if he's gonna show up with his head intact or not. But besides that, even when WWE had him, he was, there are so many reports of him being late. There are so many reports of him being out of it. You knew he had problems back then. And honestly, working a WWE schedule, I don't, all the more reason to fall back on the old demons. So I really wouldn't trust Jeff Hardy to be in that position anymore.
Mace, buy or sell?
Now selling for cash, credit, check, or Jeff Hardy currency, a big ass bag of drugs.
Wow.
Wow.
Symbols.
One, I don't like the guy. Two, he would not fit in today's company. Three, they'd have to check his urine at least twice a week. And frankly, I wish the guy just fucking retire already.
Lindsay, buy or sell?
Not only sell it, napalm it. I'd
torch the earth so nothing will ever grow again.
Damn right. I'm sorry. I was never a big Jeff Hardy fan to begin with, and I'm not one now. I mean, just looking at him in TNA, it's, yeah, he can still pull out a good match when he needs to, but otherwise, it's just, eh.
Tim, okay, continue.
I was gonna say, what is he gonna do if he comes back?
Get in trouble and get fired.
There you go.
Tim, buy or sell?
I'd like to buy it, but no fucking way sell.
No explanation, just sell.
What else am I gonna say that somebody hasn't said already? I mean, don't trust him, can't trust him, I don't care how long he's been clean and sober. No, past his prime. Somebody said that. Is he maybe getting up there? Yeah, he would not be the Jeff Hardy we saw in WWE before he walked. You know, and that's what everybody would be expecting. I have no interest in seeing him return.
Okay, so since you say everyone took your answers for this one, buy or sell, Tim, John Laurinaitis as a manager for Jack Swagger.
Laurinaitis as a manager for Swagger? Sell, because I'm sick of Laurinaitis. No, forget it.
Omega.
You kidding? You know, Lispy Jack Swagger is still a better talker than John Laurinaitis. Sell. I'm sick and tired of both of them.
Lindsay.
Answered it on Thursday, but I'll repeat my answer. Sell it. Napalm it, nuke it. John Laurinaitis cannot talk, and neither can Jack Swagger, but at least he's a better talker. I'm sorry. Laurinaitis as a manager? No. Fail. Wrong. WWE, don't do it, because I will drive to Connecticut.
Damn, just Lindsay, you really do live in Utah with the overkill.
Yeah.
Man.
Sell, napalm, nuke! Oh my God.
Mace, buy or sell.
If you're gonna kill it right.
Planet crack that fucking idea.
Sorry, go ahead.
Mace.
Now up for auction, two careers of former WWE superstars. So I hear 0-0-0. I got nothing, zip out of nothing over here. They're sold for nothing.
Oh, I forgot to get my yep. Sorry.
Yeah,
he gave it away for free.
I wouldn't even put this on Craigslist.
I'd like to see a try in that country.
We actually have an Australian division of Craigslist over here.
Oh, brilliant.
Better be better than what we have on our version.
Welcome to 2008.
Better than what they put on Craigslist over here. Apparently, you know, as we talked about last night. You look for canine fun on Craigslist in the United States.
That's enough already.
Yeah, didn't you put a bunch of bullshit postings on Craigslist once just to see what kind of answers and reactions and replies you get?
Spug found a midget on Craigslist, okay?
That's all we need to know.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I don't think Lindsay would need the details on that one.
I got the details. It's Spug and a midget. No,
that's all you need to know.
Be filled in. I got it.
Okay.
He just wanted to toss it. Okay.
Okay.
For more information on that, go to the back archives of Atari 45 right here at WildTalkRadio.com.
Midget tossing team. Anyway.
Yeah, move on before you get the really wrong idea.
Start with you, Tim. Buy or sell Bully Ray as the leader of Aces and Eights.
You're asking me a TNA question? Really?
Yeah.
But I'm a WWE fanboy. Never watch TNA wrestling because, you know, that's not the group I want to write for. You know that. Bully Ray, leader of the Aces and Eights. From what I've seen, I'd like to buy it because that'd be a cool swerve, but just because I don't think it is, I have to sell it.
Omega, buy or sell.
As a swerve, maybe... Honestly, no, I cannot possibly buy this. Just because he's never been portrayed as anyone even remotely smart enough to be able to pull off something like that. He's not the leader type. You know, this is a man who voluntarily called himself Bubba for the better part of his career.
Now he calls himself Bully.
Okay. No, what are you? Are you wait? Are you equating anybody who calls himself Bubba as stupid?
No.
He did have a stutter.
But I'm just judging it from other Bubbas I know, i.e., Bubba the Love Sponge.
So basically, everybody named Bubba is dumb, just like everybody named Bertha is fat.
Okay. I'm not saying that. All I am saying is I have not had personal experience with a Harvard graduated Bubba.
I'm not saying you did say it. You didn't have to say it. I said it. Quit being politically correct.
I'm in the South. I'm covering my ass. Because
yeah,
in the South,
well, okay.
The part you're worried about the most.
Yeah,
well, yeah, down there
that.
Isn't. Yeah, the movie Deliverance is a love story down there. That's right.
Is that a rape joke? We could take you off the show.
And then I can tweet obscenities at you.
You can't use Twitter and you know it.
I can. I choose not to.
I could still make a joke, but I... No. Good.
Never mind.
Where are we... Mace. Buy or sell.
TFO.
Buy or sell, Mace.
I'd actually buy this, because Bully Ray believes himself the leader of the Bully Nation, and his character has somewhat evolved from the days of being a dumbass Bubba. But, like, you take a look at the way the Ace and the Eight work. They gang up on people who can't defend themselves as well and beat the shit out of them. Mm-hmm. What does Bubba like to do? He likes to get people around him to pick on smaller guys. Plus, both of them seem to like to use Twitter a lot.
Twitter.
Because we all know Bubba loves his fire-breathing Twitter machine.
So want one.
Twitter.
Yeah, I can't do the accent, guys. I'm not even going to attempt that. I don't attempt accents I can't do, unlike Tim. But yeah, the similarities between the group and Bully seem to work quite well, and I could quite easily buy him being the leader, especially since all of a sudden he's worked it out, and he's the one who is trying to keep all the attention on James Storm.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes sense, and surprisingly enough, TNA seems to be the one that's working on logic these days.
Did you see Impact this week?
I have not yet.
Get back to me on that logic question when you say it.
Okay.
Okay. Just, yeah. Anyway, Lindsay.
As long as it's not logic trying to involve Claire Lynch, it's okay.
Yeah, it kind of does.
Well, then you disregard that completely, considering that all of a sudden it's like, oh my god, they found out she's an actress, quick, damage control, end storyline!
No, there's more to that story, but anyway. Lindsay, buy or sell.
I actually could buy this. I could totally see it. I mean, at this point, the leader of the Aces and Eights is completely up in the air. I would be interested to see how they do it with anybody, and that includes Storm, Bubba, Bobby Roode. I mean, any number of people. So, yeah, I could totally buy Bully Ray as the leader of the Aces and Eights.
Okay. Our last buy or sell of the evening, WWE teams up with Scooby-Doo. Buy or sell? Omega.
Jinkies.
What?
I don't know. I've seen some really stupid Scooby-Doo specials over the years.
Harlem Globetrotters.
Yeah, Harlem Globetrotters springs to mind. Teaming up with Batman and Robin comes to mind. See, I don't know. The only benefit here is that after so long and so many demands for it, I'm finally getting animated WWE again. That's the benefit I take away from this. Other than the fact that Sin Cara is apparently going to voice a character, I'm like, no.
I just want to see them animate his botches.
It'd just be hilarious if every scene is the one where he just, where, you know, every scene of him walk around trying to solve them was, and he's screwing up worse than Shaggy is.
At least we don't have to worry about Scrappy doing this goddamn thing.
It's like every time they set up a trap to catch the ghost, then Kara walks into it and. You know what? I'm buying this now because this could be funny.
You sold yourself.
He talked himself into it.
Lindsay, buy or sell?
Yesterday on Thursday, shut the fuck up and take my money. I want it. Want it now. Just the fact that I have to wait for 2014 for this kind of pisses me off. I want it, and I want it now. It blends wrestling and Scooby-Doo, two of my two most favorite things.
Tim, buy or sell?
Omega, what was that word that you used? Jiggers?
Jinkies.
Jinkies.
It's one of the words that they use in the show.
Isn't that the word it's Daphne uses in the show?
No.
That's Daphne's word.
Thelma.
I meant Thelma. I said Daphne.
Oh my god, you were a kid when this show was on and I know it better than you?
I didn't watch it that much as you did.
Oh, God. Can we just hang up on him now?
Anyway.
Thelma is the one I'm... cartoon expert again.
Thelma, yeah, I'm no expert on cartoons except for Rocky and Bullwinkle. But, yeah, you use Thelma's catchword. Is it ironic that she happens to be the geekiest one of the four or three and a half?
That depends on which depiction you're watching.
The Penthouse at Night version.
You are a sick fuck.
He is the dirty old man for a reason.
Yeah, I'm training to be one. Anyway, yeah, no, sell
bullshit.
It. I heard that. Fuck you.
Mace.
Bullshit.
Mace, buy yourself.
Do we have an official list of who's involved with this?
AJ, Kane, John Cena, Triple H, The Miz, off the top of my head that I remember, Sin Cara.
Vince.
Add him, CM Punk, and then take my money.
Actually, I think CM Punk is in it.
He might be. I can't remember off the top
like
of my head.
Take my money.
Like he passed up a chance to be a cartoon character.
Sure.
To the Googles.
But the thing is, they're picking the right characters to use in this.
See,
AJ and Kane specifically. But the thing is, if they're using McMahon, you've just given away who the guy that's done it all is. It's going to be Old Man McMahon.
They pull out the mask. It's me, Austin.
Yes. I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for you meddling kids. And you're fired!
Let's see, it's got Triple H, John Cena, Kane, The Miz, Brodus Clay, Santino Marella, Sin Cara, and AJ, as well as Vince. No CM Punk.
You know what? Santino as a cartoon character, I'll buy it.
You know,
they are really picking the right characters to put into this thing, so definitely going to buy this.
There you go.
See, cartoon geek me is I want to know who's doing. I want to know what animation studio is on, and I want to know who's doing the art direction.
It'll be
I'm serious here.
Omega. Look up whoever's doing the latest series, because it'll be
latest series, Mystery Inc. It's Warner Brothers Studios, and Derek Wyatt is the one doing the directing. And I know Derek Wyatt, and I want him to have this job, because he will do a tremendous job at it.
See, the thing is, now that we've got Scooby-Doo doing a crossover with the WWE, all of a sudden I'm just wondering if we can get, like, a cameo from the cast of Hulk Hogan's Rock and Wrestling.
Oh, God.
Or even better, if it's not McMahon, it's Old Man Russo. Vince Russo was behind it all along. No? Okay, fine. Fuck you.
So that was buy or sell, Tim.
Hooray. You know what would be cool? If we got into the great debate.
If you smell what The Rock is cooking.
Are you ready?
It's now time for this week's WTR Great Debate.
Are you serious for what?
Join the hosts as they debate the greatest wrestling entrance theme of all time.
I am CM Punk, and I am the voice of the voiceless.
Now step in to the WTR squared circle for this week's great debate.
You didn't say that. Tell me. You did not just say that.
Up first.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Before you start, I just have a quick question. Zack Ryder's internet program, what does he call that?
Z True Long Island Story.
What was you watch it? What's your favorite moment from that?
I don't have one.
Killing off Morrison.
Yeah, killing off John Morrison. Yeah, there you go.
Okay, yeah, I was just, because that's what I was thinking. I heard him in the, are you serious, bro, what? And that's what I thought about, and killing off John Morrison popped into my head. So.
Why didn't you just bring it up?
I just wanted to see if anybody else was going to say it before I said anything. So, go ahead.
I'm allowed to continue now?
Yeah, don't we have Undertaker versus Undertaker versus Undertaker tonight?
First, it's Undertaker versus Sting. Omega, you're up first. The man called Sting versus The Undertaker.
Undertaker, move on.
Lindsay?
Taker.
Mace.
I still wanted to pick Sting, but Taker. Fuck you for your lineup, you fucking prick.
You're welcome. Tim?
Yeah, listening to Sting's music, it just comes across to me like a really cheesy early 90s commercial for something energy drink-ish.
It was Beach Bum Sting. It fit him very well.
Yeah, I know.
It also sounds like he's trying
the whole time.
It also sounds like he's trying to sell Crystal Pepsi.
Which, you know, is kind of along the lines of what I was talking about. So, yeah, you know, it's Undertaker, move on.
Well,
by the way, speaking of that Omega, I've got to cut the WCW magazine commercial for you.
Oh no.
So the
little kids turning in the Sting.
Oh, good lord. So the Undertaker moves on. Up next, it's the Undertaker versus the Undertaker.
Dead man walking.
You've done it now.
You've done and made a big mistake.
And I can't allow
you to think you can just walk away.
So turn around.
The end is now.
This is gonna be a judgment day. A cheap shot.
Dead man walking.
Keep rolling, 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 rolling. Keep rolling, 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 rolling. Keep rolling, 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 rolling. Keep rolling, 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 rolling.
Moving now, move back. Hands up, now, hands down.
Back up, back up.
Tell me what you gonna do now.
Breathe in, now, breathe out.
Hands up, now, hands down.
Back up, back up.
Tell me what you gonna do now.
Keep rolling, 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 rolling.
Mace, rolling, or you're gonna pay?
You're gonna pay because rolling was a cheap fucking plug.
Lindsay.
Roland, because I cannot, and I repeat, cannot stand You're Gonna Pay. Hate it.
Omega.
See, I was kind of hoping you'd continue your trend of picking the worst versions of each song and play us the lyricless version of You're Gonna Pay.
You should know better.
He's done it so many weeks in a row now.
It's called a swerve. Deal with it.
Had enough swerves tonight, thank you very much. You know, okay, as little as I like Limp Bizkit, I have to say Roland, if only because You're Gonna Pay lacks so much punch. It just sounds like it's there. It's basically just there, so, okay, we don't have to pay a licensed artist anymore, but it's just filling the silence as he walks to the ring. There's just no punch, there's no emphasis to it.
So you're going with Roland?
Yeah, at least Roland has attitude.
Tim?
Yeah, you know, we gotta take Omega to task about saying attitude. Attitude era is dead, Omega.
Not if you're playing the new video game.
Available October 30th. Pre-order it now.
You know, if we were getting paid by WWE,
we wouldn't be doing the damn show.
for plugging their goddamn video game, we'd all have a couple of bucks to play with. I gotta pick Roland. I'm sorry, Dead Man Walking. Not a fan. Graveyard's a lot better. Roland, like you said, it's a little ballsy.
Next week on The Great Debate, Mr. Perfect's Perfection against the BWO.
Oh, God.
Omega's Nightmares Revisited.
Do we really have to be associated with that song again?
Yes. And we have the NWO Rock House version, the original theme, versus NWO Wolfpack. Next week on The Great Debate.
damn. Okay, not happy. Production meeting at the end of the show.
You were given time to look over the thing.
You do yeah, I couldn't get away with that excuse. You can't either.
Okay, people were given time to look over the production sheet, but they didn't get a chance to fucking fix the order, so we had decent songs.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Because you weren't around, Mace.
I know I wasn't around, but other people were.
They were given the chance. They refused.
Oh, you know what? Tell you what, let's just do it.
Let's do it.
Time now for some Wrestle Talk Radio quick hits. Wow. That's right. It's that part of the show where our panel has 60 seconds to answer sometimes outrageous and ridiculous questions posed to them.
Wow.
Step up to the plate and get ready for some Wrestle Talk Radio quick hits.
Let's start with Mace. Mace, what is the biggest surprise name not in WWE 13 so far?
The Usos, because, you know...
Nice callback.
I'll be honest, even though she is coming in as DLC, I was surprised AJ wasn't a part of the initial roster. The fact that her rising popularity happened so late that they had to go the DLC route with her. If you want to talk Attitude Era, I'm surprised we didn't get more Nation of Domination versions of characters. Like, we have Farouk in there as an acolyte. We have the Godfather in there. We have The Rock in two separate versions. Why don't we have the Nation of Domination, like, across the board with all of those characters? The only guy we get in those Nation of Domination colors is Mark Henry. And why the fuck did we have to have Lita twice?
Just to really mess with Omega's mind. And keep him from playing the game.
He owns a Wii. He shouldn't be playing it anyway.
Yeah, I wouldn't let her near my Wii.
Clip.
Lindsay, if you could give Santino one piece of dating advice, what would you give him?
Keep your unibrow waxed.
I'm surprised it wouldn't be keep your cobra in your pants.
He doesn't keep it in his pants anyway, so why bother?
Apparently he keeps one in his ass.
Quit talking about Pat Patterson for crying out loud.
Tim, if you were a pro wrestler, what would your finishing move be?
Oh, fuck. Damn.
Sharpshooter. Sharpshooter.
No, I'm not going to say the obvious. And besides, no.
Middle rope, elbow drop.
I buggered up my brother's back with a boxing crap once. Christmas Eve. He was mad at me for a week.
Tim would use destroyer? Tim would use a Samoan drop, but he'd call it the maple syrup drop.
I'm not from Quebec. No, I wouldn't.
You know you want to take around the blue and white, Tim.
Good one, Kinkins. Good one.
The hip destroyer.
No, the Canadian hip destroyer.
Yeah, I got it, okay? I left out that.
Yay.
Jesus. Oh, yeah.
See, I'm trying to picture Tim as a wrestler now, and all I'm getting are replays of goon matches.
I've always liked the crucifix powerbomb.
Goon. Awesome. Okay. The edge, the Razor's Edge type deal.
Yeah, the actual real name for it's Crucifix Power.
I know, but some people out there might not know that.
I don't think anybody listening. I don't think anybody listening wouldn't know that.
You would be surprised.
Do you guys in the chat room, did you realize that the Razor's Edge Ice is actually a Crucifix Powerbomb?
Oh my god, why does everybody have to be a wrestling encyclopedia? If you're going to be a wrestling encyclopedia, please go on the Tuesday night show.
Christ, you're more of an encyclopedia than I am, Mace.
Bullshit.
I know a lot about five things. You know more about 30.
Whatever you say, John Cena.
I thought it was only four moves of him. Wait a minute. No, it's Superman. He got five.
He learned a new move on one day. Anyway, Omega, what 90s boy band song best fits Tim Stein?
What?
Wow. Wait.
What?
Okay, no. Think up a new question. There's no way in hell you associate me with a 90s boy band. Fuck you.
I'm trying to even think of a 90s boy band song. Why do you make me... Why do you ask me questions that involve unlistenable music?
Don't call that music. As a former nightclub disc jockey, I'm insulted.
Probably played a lot of it, Tim, didn't you?
Played none of it.
Wow. Our chat room. Anyway.
I'm completely blanking here.
Okay,
Ask me for shit I cannot possibly know about.
Okay, I'll change it. What 90s boy band would Tim best fit in?
I'm gonna kick your ass, never mind Omega. Hurry up and answer, Archer's coming on.
I'm going to go with New Kids on the Block. Since that was a group of people pretending to be younger than they actually were anyway.
I don't pretend to be younger than I am.
Then why?
You guys pretend I'm older than I am.
Why haven't you fossilized yet?
Because I'm not that old. Jackass.
Some New Kids on the Block.
Yeah.
Lindsay, what boy band do you think Mace would fit in perfectly?
None of them. He would blow them all to smithereens.
But you have to put him into one.
Okay, what's the most badass boy band out there?
Wow, that's a phrase that has never been uttered in the whole of human existence.
And never will again. Okay,
words
the most
fit
badass.
Not.
Yeah, the most badass boy band in history of rock and roll is Rush, okay?
We're not talking about rock and roll.
Then we're not talking, move on.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. I don't fit in any boy bands. Metal band, maybe.
Perfect answer.
You forget, Rock. You're the only one here that listens to boy bands. We don't.
The perfect answer would have been Three Count.
Would have been what?
Three Count.
Fine, Three Count.
Fine, I'll go and get my little white circle and I'll dance like Hank Abbott.
There you go.
Mace would do a lot of things to get paid by WCW.
It's funny that wrestling's never ever been one of them.
Mace, what game show do you think you could actually do well in?
Oh, good lord. Deal or no deal?
How come?
The ultimate wit of random chance.
Think you'd be good at that?
Yeah. I wouldn't do Wheel of Fortune or anything like that. Maybe Price is Right. Only because I get to punch out Drew Carey.
Yes!
Hi, Drew! That's for the Hall of Fame, you fucking bald prick.
Hey, Kane saved that induction. Just saying.
Tim.
Oh, fuck.
What's the worst nickname in hockey?
The worst nickname in hockey?
Yes.
Gretzky.
That's not a nickname. That's his actual last name. Doesn't count. His nickname's a great one. You know what?
He stole that from The Rock.
Actually, Wayne had it before The Rock, so, yeah.
You can't prove that.
Yes, I can. It's actually, you know, like, recorded on video and everything. So.
You know from birth, The Rock was the great one.
How old was The Rock in 1984?
I don't know.
What was he doing in 1984? He was in high school. He wasn't the great one then.
You got more chicks than you'll ever get through.
Don't even start getting into that debate.
Not sure there's much of a debate there.
Yeah, there would be.
I don't need to hear
only
this.
New.
Coming soon to the
really,
Friday show.
Getting
really
back
don't
on topic.
Know.
Yeah, to the question at hand. Pretty much just about anything used as a nickname from the year 2000 till today. Because, you know, like back in the olden days, they had like Dwight the Hammer Schultz, Dave Tiger Williams. Now everybody just takes somebody else's last name and like Alex Tangay, they call him Tangs. Jerome McGinley, they call him Iggy, which if you put an N in front of it, gets you into a lot of trouble because he's half black. So pretty much any nickname in hockey from the year 2000 up until now was a really bad nickname.
Okay.
So, Brian Spinner Spencer from the Philadelphia Flyers.
Omega.
That was a good
one. Omega. Tomorrow night, the social media ambassador will be Khloe Kardashian. Now, you were forced to be in a room with one of the female Kardashians. Which would you choose to be in the room with, and why?
Okay. Once again, you're asking me things I have no possible knowledge of.
You have Kim Kardashian, the one...
Khloe is the one name I know from the Kardashians because you said it 10 seconds ago.
Khloe's married to Lamar Odom, and Kim made the sex tape, and there's one other one.
This depends. Can I be in the room with a weapon of some type?
No.
Do I get my bare fists?
No, but you get to see Bruce Jenner.
Who? Keep in mind that if you say Kim Kardashian, I am never talking to you ever again.
I would only want to be alone in a room with Kim Kardashian so I can beat the shit out of her.
You're not allowed to do that.
Fuck, I'm doing it anyway.
So you pick Kim Kardashian?
So I can kick her ass. Because I'm sick of the name Kardashian.
It's Kim Kardashian. You want to kick her ass? You don't really have to worry about finding it.
Bada-ching.
Well, now we know who should have gotten that question.
No, bada-ching. No, bada-ching. This is how this girl has got her... She's got ghetto booty from hell.
That's not how she's famous, though.
She's not famous.
Apparently
she's
she is.
She's a bunch
of apparently famous. Anyway, that's quick hits.
She shouldn't be.
She's famous in the Paris Hilton sense.
Exactly.
Tired of completely useless human beings being famous.
Oh my god.
Well, that was a segue if I ever heard one.
Yeah. Thanks everybody for tuning in to WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio right here, post SummerSlam breakdown. That basically broke down halfway through the show. Don't forget, tomorrow night after Raw, it's the epic Raw post-show right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Rock's going to basically break it down with, you know, Lindsay and some guy named Mace will be on the show.
You suffered through 3 hours. We suffered through 3 hours. We'll talk about it in less time than that.
Yeah, it'll only they'll only make you suffer through 1 hour of the Raw Post Show. Yeah, no, tune in tomorrow night right after Raw. It's a good time. It's a lot of fun. Tuesday night, Alan Wojciechowski. Some guy named Alan does a show.
Yeah, and his guest will be the one and only Jay Lethal.
That's Kayfabe Wrestling Radio Tuesday
very
night.
Very boring, Jay Lethal.
The very boring Jay Lethal. Yeah, Tuesday night, 10 o'clock Eastern, right here, Wild Talk Radio Network. Wednesday, just another goddamn wrestling show with the Cheap Wood panel. Bunch of fun. Guys have a good time. They almost seem to know what they're talking about half the time. So tune in and have a lot of fun. 8:30 Eastern. Thursdays, Lindsay shows off her rack.
Yeah, we actually talk a little wrestling, too.
Oh, my God, you naughty girl.
Yeah, I'm just trying to do that while those are shaking.
Yeah, there's just something really dirty about a woman talking pro wrestling.
She also talked football.
Football?
We also talked football on the show, coming soon.
Yes,
hey, that...
Football!
that WTR fan... Yeah, that WTR Fantasy Football, is that just in-house, or can anybody join it?
Pick'em is open to everybody. If you really want to get on to our in-house Fantasy Football, get in contact, media at wildtalkradio.com. But same for the Pick'em, that's open to everyone. Media at wildtalkradio.com will set you up.
There you go.
The draft for the Fantasy Football is Friday, so get involved.
Foosball! And I'm not talking about Friday night because currently nothing's happening Friday.
Friday's the draft. Woohoo! Anyway, continue.
Saturday night, midnight ish, or as close as they can get it. Maybe Rock won't send me a text message bitching about people who break promises. I'm talking about CB Radio. Check them out and see who flies with them this Saturday night.
Who the fuck shows up?
I can't help it. I overslept.
Not you.
Leave me alone.
Not you.
No, no. You were the only one he wasn't pissed off at, Lenz. But
hey,
I get the instant messages.
I was doing shit.
Yeah, I get the instant messages, so.
No, you're the one who started that conversation, too.
Well, no, I didn't.
You did.
No, because you left the mess. Don't make me call it up.
I'll call it up right now. Anyway, continue.
Anyway, yeah, next Sunday night's another edition of Rust Talk Radio WTR Sunday night right here on Wild Talk Radio Network. Back at our regular time because there's no pay-per-view next week that is going to not live up to the hype. That's right. So Sunday at 10 o'clock Eastern, join us for another edition of WTR Sunday night Rust Talk Radio. Once again, thanks a lot to Andy Steve, PW Mania. If you guys haven't been there yet, go check it out. Generally, stuff on there is not made up. Unlike other places that will remain nameless. Anyway, yeah, thanks once again to Andy Steven for carrying our live stream and putting in that chat room. I guess somebody asked for it. I don't know. So that's cool. That being said, we're done. Get out of here. See you next Sunday. Kittens, you bastard.
Fuck Monday Night Mayhem.
WildTalkRadio.com.